and welcome to Urdu Survival Phrases, brought to you by UrduPod101.com. This course is designed to equip you with the language skills and knowledge to enable you to get the most out of your visit to Pakistan. You'll be surprised at how far a little Urdu will go. Now, before we jump in, remember to stop by UrduPod101.com. There you will find accompanying PDF lesson notes and additional info in the post. If you stop by, be sure to leave us a comment. Urdu Survival Phrases, Season 2, Lesson 19. Avoid getting caught in the rain with Urdu weather vocabulary. Whether or not the weather will cooperate is an important issue on which many plans are made and cancelled. It can happen sometimes that you are planning a long trip and you want to be sure that your walks and your tours around Pakistani cities will be safe and dry. In this lesson, we'll cover a phrase that will help you finalize your plans if they depend on the weather. In Urdu, what will the weather be tomorrow is Kal mausam kaisa hoga. Kal mausam kaisa hoga. Let's break it down by syllable. Kal mausam kaisa hoga. Now let's hear it once again. Kal mausam kaisa hoga. The first word kal means tomorrow. Kal. Kal. Next is mausam, which in English is weather. Let us hear it one more time. Mausam. Mausam. Next is kaisa, which in English is how. Let's hear this word one more time. Kaisa. Kaisa. Next we have hoga, which in English is will be. Hoga. Hoga. Altogether we have kal mausam kaisa hoga. Literally, this means how will the weather be tomorrow? We translate it as what will the weather be tomorrow? Let's go over the possible answers. In Urdu, it will rain is barish hogi. Let's break it down by syllable. Ba-ri-sh ho-gi. Now let's hear it one more time. Ba-ri-sh ho-gi. It will snow is baraf padegi. Baraf padegi. Baraf padegi. It will be sunny is dhoop hogi. Dhoop hogi. Let's break it down by syllable. Dhoop hogi. Now let's hear it once again. Dhoop hogi. The first word dhoop means sunny. It's a feminine adjective, so we have hogi, which in English is will be. Let's hear it one more time. Hogi. Altogether, we have dhoop hogi, which literally means there will be sun, and we translate it as it will be sunny. It will be stormy is tufani hoga. Tufani hoga. Let's break it down by a syllable. Tu-fa-ni hoga. Now let's hear it once again. Tufani hoga. The first word tufani means stormy. It's an adjective and is masculine, so we use hoga. In case you are somewhere where the weather can change very quickly, you can ask, what will the weather be today? Aaj mausam kaisa hoga? Aaj mausam kaisa hoga? Let's break it down by syllable. Aaj mausam kaisa hoga? Now let's hear it once again. Aaj mausam kaisa hoga? As you can see, we have the same pattern of the phrase we have previously seen. Mausam kaisa hoga literally means weather how will be. Then we have aaj, today, in place of kal, tomorrow. Let's break this word down and hear it one more time. Aaj. Aaj. Lastly, we have hoga, which means will be. Altogether, we have aaj mausam kaisa hoga. This means, what will the weather be today? Okay, to close out this lesson, we would like you to practice what you have just learned. I'll provide you with the English equivalent of the phrase and you're responsible for saying it aloud. You have a few seconds before I give you the answer, so good luck.
What will the weather be tomorrow? Kal mausam kaisa hoga? Kal mausam kaisa hoga? Kal mausam kaisa hoga? It will rain. Barish hogi. Barish hogi. Barish hogi. It will snow. Baraf padegi. Baraf padegi. Baraf padegi.
It will be sunny.
Dhoop hogi. Dhoop hogi. Dhoop hogi.
It will be stormy.
Tufani hoga. Tufani hoga. Tufani hoga.
What will the weather be today?
Aaj mausam kaisa hoga? Aaj mausam kaisa hoga? Aaj mausam kaisa hoga?
All right, that's going to do it for this lesson. Remember to stop by urdupod101.com and pick up the accompanying PDF lesson notes. If you stop by, be sure to leave us a comment. Khuda hafiz.